Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Aleph, 7 lines to the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Beis at the new Mishnah. And let's review that Hashem Echinam is potter even B'gneva Aveda, Hashem Mesachar is Chai B'gneva Aveda, but both Hashem Echinam and Hashem Mesachar are potter and Einsin. However, as we know, if someone steals something, then they're Chai B'Einsin until they return the item to the owner and until they're Mekayim the Chiv of the Heshav Zagzela. And our Mishnah begins, Hamafkid Chavis Itzach Averiyai, if Reuven leaves his barrel of wine or oil by his friendship, and Reuven did not designate a specific spot for that item to stay in Shimon's house. And as Rashi says, as if he would do so, it would be as if Shimon said, I'm lending you this area of my house for you to leave your things. And then Shimon touched this item and moved this item and the item broke. And the Gemara will have various different ways to understand why Shimon is considered a gazlan at this point. Therefore, as the Mishnah states, if the item broke while it was in the hands of Shimon, so even though by breaking it was an oinus, however, if the reason why Shimon touched this item is for his own needs, then Shimon will be chayiv, as Shimon was considered a gazlan, and therefore is chayiv even by intin. However, if he moved this item or he touched this item for the benefit of the item, then Shimon was not a gazlan, and therefore Shimon is pata, because the Shem Echinim and Shem Esachar is pata by intin. And Rashi explains when the Gemara says, that he wanted to use this item, and that this item was in an open area, and it was very possible that someone would break it, and therefore Shimon wanted to move it in order to protect the item better. However, the Mishnah continues, if the item only broke after Shimon put the item back, then it doesn't make a difference if initially he moved it for his own use or for the item's use, he would be potter in both cases. And as Rashi says, since at the point that he put it down, after he finished with his use, they placed it back in a mokum mishtamer, which was protected, and therefore bein shetiltel mitchil l'tzarcha, bein shetiltel l'tzarcha will be potter. And the Mishnah continues, zichtala b'ayla mokum v'tiltla. If the case would be in a scenario where Reuven gave this item to Shimon, and Shimon designated a place in his home for Reuven to place the item, and then Shimon used the item v'nishbara, and then the item broke, bein mitaych yada and bein mishenicha, then it doesn't make a difference if Shimon was holding the item, or even in a case where Shimon put the item down, then if initially when Shimon moved the item, he did it for his own use and for his own benefit, then he would still be chayiv. However, if he moved this item for the item's benefit, then no matter what, he would be potter. And Rashi points out, the Gemara parach, the Gemara will ask, what is the difference if they didn't designate a spot or if they designated a spot for the item? This will be the topic of the entire Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And the Gemara begins, let us point out that initially the Gemara will say that the Reish of Mishnah will follow the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, and the Seif of the Mishnah will follow the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara begins by discussing the Reish of the Mishnah, as the Reish of the Mishnah stated, "Amafkid Chavis Itzach Averiv Lo Yichtul Ambay LeMakayim B'Tiltul V'Nishtabra." And we said that once he placed down the item, Bein Litzarcha and Bein Litzarcha Pata, that at that point you already be Pata. And the Gemara asks, "How money? Who is the Tan of the Reish of the Mishnah?" And the Gemara states, "Rabbi Shmuel, the Tan of the Reish of the Mishnah must be Rabbi Shmuel, the Amal Loi Be'Inan Das Baylim, and he holds that when a Gazlan steals something, when he returns it, he doesn't have to tell the Baylim that he's returning it, and as long as he puts the item back in its proper place, then he's already yoytze his chiyuv of hashava, and he was yoytze the mitzvah of a heshev hazegzela, and therefore at this point he won't be chayiv b'insin any longer. Therefore, in our case as well, even though Shimon moved this item, and at that point he was considered a gazlan, but ma'aseh once Shimon returns this item to a place that's mishtamer, since the Baylim would never miyachid a place and never designated a spot for this item, therefore any spot that Shimon puts it is considered a proper place for this item, and therefore he was already yotze his chiyuv of the heshev hazegzela, and he's no longer going to be chayiv ba'insin. And as Rashi says, that since Rabbi Shmuel holds mishchasira rei b'shus habaylim kibetchila ve'ina aleh ala kishoyma upatal nitzah ba'afal pish lo hidia lo baylim leiman entaltia ve'chzatia havei hashava, and even though Shimon did not tell the baylim that he returned the item, that's considered a proper hashava, and he's no longer going to be chayiv ba'insin. And the Gemara now brings down the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, as we learned the Brisa, if someone steals a lamb from a flock, or he steals money from a wallet, then you have to return that item to wherever you stole it from. But once you do so, even though you don't tell the Bailim, it's a proper Hashava, and you're no longer going to be Chayiv Ba'inzin. Div Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. We continue on Daf Mem Alpha Min Aleph. Rabbi Kiva Imet Tzarech Das Bailim. Rabbi Kiva holds that even if you place the money back in the wallet, or you place the lamb back into the flock, that would not suffice unless you tell the Bailim that you did so, and up until that point, you'd still be Chai Ba'intzin. And as Rashi points out, at the top of Daf Mem Alf Menal, Tzorach Das Bailim, Vin Lo Yodim, Chai Ba'chuyuson, Emesay Nigdav, Dimid Shokle, Kam Le Bishusei, because once you stole something, then it's considered in your Rishus, Vashav B'lo Yodiyah, La Vashavi, and Rabbi Kiva holds that by returning something without telling the Bailim, that's not considered a valid Hashava. And the Gemara continues, E Rabbi Shmuel, if you tell me that a Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, my ear, Yelo Yichado, Afilo Yichado Nami, then why is it that the Mishnah stated specifically in a case where Shimon did not designate a spot for Reuven to place his item, that the din is that once he returns it, that's considered a valid Hashava, even if Reuven designated a specific spot in Shimon's house to place his item, and then Shimon took the item, but ultimately returned that item to that spot, even though Shimon did not tell Reuven that he returned the item, Shimon should still be parted from Einzin, as Lemaisa, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no requirement for Das Bailim, and the Gemara answers, Ein Echanami, Lo Mi Boi Kama, the Mishnah was teaching us a Chiddush and telling us as follows, Lo Mi Boi Yichadu Du Mekaymuhu, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah did not have to talk about a case where they designated a spot for this item, as that is its Mekaym, and therefore certainly, if Shimon took the item from that spot, and then ultimately he returned it to that spot, there's definitely no requirement of Das Bailim, and therefore Shimon would be part of Einzin, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, El Afil Lo Yichadu, the Lav Mekaymuhu, Lo Yibin and Das Bailim, that even in a case where they did not designate an area for this item, and then Shimon took this item and just put it back in a place that's Mishtama, but it wasn't placed in an area that was designated for the item, so you might think in that case there's a requirement for Das Bailim, Kamash Blan, that Rabbi Shmuel says that even in that case there's no requirement for Das Bailim, and therefore Shimon will be part of Hamoinsin. And I in Top Tesis who asks, how do you know that the Rashi of Mishnah is talking about a case of Yichdu and Lo Yichdu? And Tesis says, that since the Mishnah specifically mentioned two cases, one of a tleh and one of money, the stam tleh lo yichle makom, as the standard is for tleh not to have a specific spot that was designated for it, v'hilich mir lo mira, and it walks from one area of pasturing to another area to graze, v'stam tleh lo yichle lo makom, and the standard is for money to have its proper place, because in a wild, v'gam kis yichle lo makom b'teva, and the standard is for the wild to be placed in a box, v'lkach parach nami b'sam chorab kiva, afidu lo yichle nami, and therefore the Gemara understood that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it must be that Rabbi Shmuel said his din both by Yichdu and Lo Yichdu, and Rabbi Kiva also said his din both by Yichdu and Lo Yichdu. The Gemara continues that even though you could explain the Reisha that way, and we can say that even though the Reisha only stated the din by Lo Yichdu, but the Maisa the din would also apply by Yichdu according to Rabbi Shmuel, but the Maisa in the Sefer we can't explain that it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel. And as the Gemara continues, Ema Sefer, as let us see the Sefer of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated Yichdu la Bayil Makim Vitiltla Vinibra Bemitechiada Bemishnicha. The Mishnah stated that if they designated an area for the item and then Shimon went and moved that item and it broke, then it doesn't make a difference if Shimon was still holding on to the item or he put it down. Then if initially Shimon moved it for his own use and for his own benefit, then Shimon will be chayiv. However, if he moved it for the benefit of an item, then it will be potah. And as the Gemara says, Asan Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Bein Das Bailim, and L'Chayri, the Sefer is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, that holds that even though Shimon put this item down in the same spot that he took it from, and it was Yichdu Lo Makom, then that is not considered a valid Hashava, and it must be because you're going like Rabbi Kiva, that the only way that a Gazan could have an actual Hashava, and he could be Yotze his Chiyuv of a Heshev Asad Zela, is only if he places the item back in the Rishus of the Bailim, and he actually is Maidiya the Bailim, and he tells the owner. And therefore, the Sefer Mishnah states that since they designated a spot for the item, and Lemaisa Shimon put the item back down in that spot, but since Shimon did not tell Reuven that he put the item back, therefore Shimon will still be Chayiv Ba'insin. And the Gemara continues, E Rabbi Kiva, if you're telling me that the Sefer of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, my area yichdu, afilu lo yichdu nami, that l'chayr according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't make a difference if they designated a spot for the item, or even if they did not designate a spot for the item, l'maisa, since you didn't tell the owner, therefore you're still going to be chay ba'intzin. And the Gemara answers, lo mi boi kama, ein echanami, the Sefer is going in both cases, and the Mishnah is teaching us that lo mi boi lo yichdu, the lav mekaymu, there's no question that in the case where they didn't designate a spot for this item, that certainly the fear of Rabbi Kiva, there's a requirement to have das bailim, as even if Shimon placed this item back in a makom mishtama, but ultimately it wasn't the area that was designated for this item, and therefore he's going to be chayiv ba'intzin. Al afilu yichdu nami de mekaymehu be'inin das bailim. And even if Shimon placed the item back in the exact spot that was designated for this item, but lemaisa, since he didn't tell the bailim, therefore that's not considered a valid hashava, and Shimon is still chayiv ba'intzin. And the Gemara now points out, Reish Rabbi Shmuel v'Sefer Rabbi Kiva, doesn't make sense that the Reish of the Mishnah is going specifically like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer is going specifically according to Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara says in that Ein Echanami, the Reish is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Rabbi Echron, as Rabbi Yechon stated, Madam Metagim Lichavis, Alibi Dechad Tana, then if someone comes and is able to explain the Mishnah of Chavis according to one man, the Amra, then I'll be so happy and I'll consider him my Rebbe, and therefore, Mevilna Mani, Basre Lebe Masusa, I'll become his Shamis, and I'll carry his Begodim after him into the Beis HaMecherts, and I'll be Mishamish him. And as Rabbi Yechon says, Kihu Kamayra Vani Talmud, Shalim Tzesi Mishamshoi Ketalmud Lerav, and the Gemara will now continue and bring three Shitas, the Shita Rabbi Yaakov Abba, the Shita Rabbi Nosson Abba, and the Shita Rav Sheshes, and all three Shitas will try to explain what was wrong with Shimon actually being metaltal this item, and why is Shimon Chayev Ba'insin. And once the Gemara completes its discussion as to why Shimon is Chayev, then the Gemara will state that according to these three Manda Amrim, it comes out that the Mishnah is going Dafka Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, and the Seif is not going Lefi Rabbi Kiva, and the entire Mishnah will work out according to the Shita Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara begins, Tigma Rabbi Yaakov Abba Kamei De Rav. Rabbi Yaakov Abba explained our Mishnah in front of Rav, that the reason why Shimon is chayev for being metaltal this item is because he took it and his das was to steal this item. And the Gemara continues, Tiagma Rab Nosson Ba'abba Kamei De Rav. Rab Nosson Ba'abba explained that the reason why in the Mishnah Shimon is considered a gazlan is because Shimon took it in order to be shalech bayad and in order to use the item shaloi kedin because he was a shomer, and a shomer doesn't have a right to use an item that was placed by him for safekeeping. And the Gemara continues, but Mike Mifli, what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba and Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, as L'chaira, both of them are saying that he took it, and according to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, he specifically said he took it al manasl gezla, and according to Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, he said he took it specifically al manasl shleich bayad. And the Gemara answered, b'shlichus yad, shlich chesaron, that the shaila is, if shlichus yad requires a chesaron, and it requires to be a loss, as man da amal gezla kesav, shlichus yad, shlich chesaron, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba holds that the only way that someone is considered that he was shleich yad is only if there's a chesaron in that item. Therefore, since in the case of the Mishnah, Shimon took the item and then put it back be'en, and there was no chesaron in the item, so therefore Rabbi Yaakov Abba could not say that the reason why Shimon was chayev is because of shlichus yad, and that's why he said that it must be that when Shimon picked it up, he picked it up on manas l'gazla, and therefore he was considered a gazlan. However, Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba holds that shlichus yad does not require that there's any loss of money, and therefore, since Shimon was shleich bayad, therefore he's considered a gazlan. Rashi explains, that the only time that something is already considered shlichus yad, and therefore it's considered as if it's in the rishus of Shimon, and therefore he'll be chayev ba'insin, is only in the case where there's a chesaron, and only in the case where the shomer used this item and he caused the item to become devalued. And up until this point, we saw two different mahalchim as to why Shimon will be chayev for moving this item. And according to Rabbi Yaakov Abba, it was based on gzela. According to Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, it was based on shlichus yad. However, Maskel Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes asked a question both to Rabbi Yaakov and to Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, that midi not l'ktani, tilt l'ktani. Our Mishnah did not say that Shimon took this item, which is mashma, he took it either to steal or to be shalech b'yad, but it says that he moved it, and therefore it's mashma that Shimon never had intent to steal this item or to take this item at all. And therefore, Elam Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes explains, Hachar Mayiskinon, our Mishnah is talking about a case where Shimon actually was only metaltal the item, and he never had kavanah that he's going to steal the item, as kagon shetilt lahavil gezalos, that for example, Shimon took the item that he was watching and he wanted to borrow it in order to use it, in order to step on it to capture birds, because sava shor shlemidas gazlan have. In this case, Shimon did not have intent to steal the item, and he also was not shalech bayad, but his intent was to borrow the item. But the maisa, we hold that shor shlemidas is a gazlan, and therefore Shimon had a status of a gazlan, and that's why Shimon was chayev ba'insin. As Rashi says, el kagon shetilt lahavil gezalos, lalis aleh kederech sulam, little gezalos mikan gavaya, vafilo hachi av gzela lemekim b'shusei ad aved hashava, the gesava shoyl shlemidas bailim gazlan hu. And at this point of the Gemara, we now have three reasons why Shimon is considered a gazlan. Therefore, Shimon is chayev in all oitzin until he returns the item, and he's mekayim his chiyav of vahishav aseg zela. And therefore, the Gemara says that according to these three mandamim, it makes sense that both the Reish and the Seifa are going according to Rabbi Shmuel, v'kul Rabbi Shmuli, and the entire Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, v'seifa shenicha v'makim she'in mekayma, and the Seifa the Mishnah where Reuven was miyachlo makayim and v'tiltlo v'nibra, and then Shimon moved the item and the item broke, be'mi teich yada be'mi shenicha, and the Mishnah told us that it doesn't make a difference if Shimon still had the item or Shimon already placed the item back, l'tzarcha chayiv l'tzarcha pata, and the reason why Shimon was still chayiv, even though it seems that Shimon put the item back in the place that it was designated for it. However, Zokta Gemara, that the Sefer is talking about a case where Shimon actually put the item back in a spot that was Mishtama, but was not in the place that was Yuchad L'Makayim, and it was not in this designated area, and therefore that's not considered Hashavim Aliyah, and that's why Shimon is going to still be Chayiv Ba'insin, and as long as he took it originally, Litzar Chay, then Shimon will be Chayiv Ba'insin. And of course, let's keep in mind that original Pshat in the Risha still stands, even though the Risha spoke about a case of Lo Yichtala Ba'ilam Makayim. As the Gemara previously stated, certainly according to Rabbi Shmuel, the same didn't apply where it's Yichtala Makayim, and even though this item has a designated spot, but ultimately, as long as Shimon returns the item back to that spot, then Shimon will be Pata. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if the item did not have a designated spot, but ultimately Shimon returned the item to Makom Mishtama, that Shimon would be Pata. And then the Sefer is coming to tell us that in the case of Yichtala Makayim and Lemaisa, Shimon did not return the item back to that exact spot, even though we return it to Makom Mishtama, that Shimon will still be Chayiv Ba'insin because it's not considered Kiyum of a Heishav Esegzela. The Gemara continues that we just found a way that the entire Mishnah could work out Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore why Rabbi Yechanan state Madam and Tagim Lichavis Aliba Dechatana Mavil Nemani Basrei Lebei Masusa. And the Gemara answers Rabbi Yechanan Hanichem Mekayim Mashma, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah stated that Shimon placed the item down, it's Mashma, he placed it down in its designated spot, and therefore he doesn't want to explain that the Sefer specifically talk about a case where Shimon returned the item to a place that was Mishtama, but it wasn't the actual designated spot, and therefore according to Rabbi Yechanan he felt that the ratio would work out Dafka Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer would work out Dafka Lefi Rabbi Akiva. Before we continue, we just mentioned the Shita Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba and the Shita Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, but we didn't go into much detail, and Rashi points out that according to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, he says that Shimon actually had Kavana to steal this item, and he says that it couldn't be that Shimon who actually was Shleich B'yad, as Rashi says, as if he was only borrowing it or Tashmish and to use it, as since that's not considered gzeila, therefore it would be considered a good enough hashava, even though he puts it into any spot. However, and Rashi explains, Rabbi Nosson explains that even if Shimon did not take it originally to steal the entire item, that he had kavana to use it and he had kavana to take some of it, ultimately he didn't use the chafetz and he was not mechasa the chafetz at all and he returned it be'en, even though you can't say that that's considered gzeila, as gzeila has to be where you steal an entire item. Even so, based on the din of shlichus yad, it's considered that Shimon already was koyin the item regarding einsin, and therefore there's a requirement for him to return the item be'en and it has to be returned to the proper makayim. Gemara continues that we explained that the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov Abba and Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba was that Rabbi Yaakov Abba holds that shlichus yad is tzricha chesaron, and Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba holds that shlichus yad in its tzricha chesaron. And the Gemara now brings a machlekes b'negei that in, as it might be learned, Rav Levi chad amah shlichus yad tzricha chesaron v'chad amah shlichus yad in its tzricha chesaron. That one holds that the only time that you can be oiva on the din of shlichus yad is only when there's a loss to the item. However, one holds that even if you use the item and you don't diminish it at all, it's still considered a problem with shlichus yad. Therefore, the shoyma has a chiv hashava, and until he returns the item, he would be chayav ba'insin. The Gemara continues to stayim the Ravu da amah shlichus yad ain't a tzricha chesaron. I'll bring a raya from Brisa. The Rav is demand amah that holds that shlichus yad does not require chesaron. The Tanya is willing to the Brisa. Roya shay roya edray. If there was a shepherd that was pasturing his flock, v'niach edray ubolair, and he leaves his flock and he comes to the city, and Rashi points out that he left the flock at a time where it's normal for a shepherd to leave his flock, and therefore he wasn't considered a peshay at that point, and it's not a case of tchilas v'pshia v'seifa ba'ines. And ubaz da'i v'taraf ubarari v'daras pata. If a wolf comes and rips apart the animal, or a lion comes and tramples on the animal, so of course that's an oinus, and therefore pata, the royal would be pata. However, the Bryson continues, hiniach makl v'tamil le'achayiv, that if the shepherd places his stick, or he places his package onto the back of a sheep, then this animal comes and rips it apart, then the shepherd would be chayiv. Rashi explains that by ze'iv, we use lashon of tarif, as a ze'iv doesn't stay outside and eat its prey, but noisia tarif l'churai, it drags its prey to its hole and it eats it over there. However, by re, ain't a tarif al dersa b'makayim of oichla, he doesn't rip it apart and bring it to his home, and instead he tramples it right away, and at that point he eats it outside and in front of everyone, as he's not scared of other animals. And the Gemara continues, v'avinu ba, and we ask the a shaila regarding that brisa mishum dinich maklav tamil chayiv. Just because he placed his staff or his package onto the animal at one point, will it be chayiv? Hashaklinu l'maisa, he already took his staff and he took his package off of the animal, and therefore he should be potter. And as Taisa points out, that the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, that even though potentially you shleich b'yad, but once you take off that item off of the animal, even though you didn't do it l'das b'ilim, you're still going to be potter. But Amrav Nachman, Amrav Bavu, Amrav, and Rav Nachman said the name of Rav Bavu and the name of Rav, but you don't know that we're talking about a case where his makal and tamilai was still on the animal, and therefore there's still a problem that he was shleich b'yad, and that's why he's going to be chayiv b'insin. And the Gemara asked, who cares that the staff or the package is on top of the animal? Haloi mashcha l'maisa, he didn't do mashicha to the animal. The only way that a shomer will be chayiv b'insin when he's shleich b'yad is only when he made a proper kinyan. In our case, the royer did not make a kinyan. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, I'm Rav, and Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak explained in the name of Rav shekisha b'makal v'ratzel afanav, that the case of the brisa is the shepherd not only placed his makal or his package onto the animal, but he placed it on the animal with such force that the animal ran in front of it. That itself was a ma'isa mashicha. The Taisa says u'mishani shenich makli v'tamil le'akol kach b'chizik at sheratzel afanav. Once again, the Gemara continues and asks v'alei chosra, that how can you say that since he was shalech b'yad, therefore he's going to be chayiv b'insin? If the shepherd only placed his makal or his talmilai on the animal and he didn't cause any loss to the animal, and l'chayr, that should not be a chesaron of shlichus yad. And the Gemara answers, ema shechisha b'makal in chinami, that when he placed the makal onto the animal or when he placed the package on the animal, he did so with a lot of force, and that's what caused the animal to run, and that also caused the animal to become weak, and therefore it's a typical case of shlichus yad, and the shepherd is chayiv b'insin. As the Gemara says, dekinami, I'll bring you raya that's talking about a case shechisha b'makal, that the animal became weakened. The Tanya, the Brisa stated shekisha b'makal shma mina, by the fact that the Brisa stated that he hit it with the makal, and it didn't just say that he placed the makal on top of the animal, so it must be that he hit it very hard, and therefore the animal was weakened, and that's why it's considered a case of shlichus yad. Therefore, Shimon is chayiv b'insin. Rashi explains dekinami the chisha kama rav minokar hakashas makal the makal chazoki. The diik is from the lashon of Rav that he said shekisha b'makal, and he used the lashon hakisha. And Ein Rabbeinu Chananel, that the diik of the Gemara is that since Rav could have said that the way that he was shleich b'yad and the way that he did the mashicha was by calling to the animal, and even if the animal would move based on the call of the shepherd, that would suffice to be considered a mashicha. And since Rav said hakisha b'makal, therefore it's muchach that Rav wanted to say that he hit the animal and he caused the animal to become weaker. And Ein and Tesis at the bottom of Amid dekinami tani shekisha v'intayim perakamid gedushin tanya oy shekisha b'makal v'ratzel afanav the ikur mashicha. And over there, we're not talking about a case where the animal became weaker. And in the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, we're talking about a case where someone that was a foreigner and someone that was not recognizable to the animal was buying the animal. And therefore, the animal did not recognize his voice. So it makes sense that the Brisa would tell us that the new owner would actually hit the animal in order to make a proper Mashicha. But over here, we're talking about a shepherd of this animal, that this behemoth already recognizes the shepherd, and he goes based on his voice. Rav shouldn't have specified shekisha, and this is very similar to the idea that we mentioned for Rabbeinu Chananel. And the Ritva says, by placing the stick and the package on the back of the animal for a long time, that caused the animal to become weak. And ultimately, we see from here, the Rav is of the opinion that the only way that we consider that someone is shalech b'yad, and we consider that this item is now kum b'shusai, and therefore he's chayiv b'insin, is only in a case where through the shlichus yad is going to be a chesaron. And therefore the Gemara says, umid rav sav shlichus yad tzrich chesaron, by the fact that we just proved that Rav holds that shlichus yad requires a chesaron, so Levi sav shlichus yad in tzrich chesaron, then Levi must hold that shlichus yad does not require a chesaron. And the Gemara asks, my time with Levi, and what is the reason of Levi? Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yisben Arai, so Rabbi Yechon says, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisben Arai, Mishun shlichus yad hamur b'shem esachar b'shlichus yad hamur b'shem echinam, that l'maisa the two pashas of Torah b'negei shlichus yad, one by shem echinam and one by shem esachar. In pasha mishpatim in perachav beis, the first pasha discusses the case of shem echinam, and the pasha says ki itin isha re'eu kesef akil lishma v'gunam beis ish im yimotze aganem yishalom shnayim im lo yimotze aganem v'nikur bala bayis el lehim im lo yishalach yadu b'malachas re'eu. So we see that shem echinam is only pata im lo yishalach yadu b'malachas re'eu. And then the second pasha, which discusses Masa Shay Mesacha, the Pasuk also states, Ki Yitin Ishoreel Chamore Shoy Seh, V'chol Behimel Lishmar, Umesa Nishba Nishba In Raya, Shvuas Hashem, Tia Ben Shneim, Imle Shalch Yadim Melech Sri Eyu. And once again, the only time that a Shay Mesacha could possibly be Pata is only if he's Le Shalch Yadim Melech Sri Eyu. And we see that once a Shay Mechinim or Shay Mesacha are Shalech Bayad, that they'll both be Chai Ba'insin. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon states in the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Ben Rai, that Lemaisa, since the Torah states two Pashas of Shlichus Yad, so it must be the Torah is telling us that there's a difference between the two different dinim. Rashi says, Kleba ain't a daim lezu, shezu nemer letzerich, v'lo mishtame al b'chasarin, that this one is written letzerich, and therefore if the Torah would only tell us the Pasha of Shlichus Yad by Shem Echinam, so we would only think that the dinim of Shlichus Yad is weird as a chasarin. However, Avashal shall Shem Esacha nemer shle letzerich mashmeisha ba, Lemaisa, the Pasha of Shlichus Yad, but the gay of Shem Esacha is unnecessary, as the Gemara will explain that we can learn from a kav chayma from the din of shem echinam, and therefore el drasha must be coming to teach us a drasha v'ulam she'in esrichu chesaron, and it's teaching us that by shlichus yad you're going to be chayiv even though there's no chesaron. And we continue on that mem alfam beis vani oimer. Rabbi Yechon says to his Rabbi Rabbi Yisben Aroy einem shuna, that I don't think that there's an extra pasha of shlichus yad, as even though the Torah states the pasha of shlichus yad by shem echinam, we don't have a kav chayma to a shem esacha, and therefore the Torah had to tell us the same din b'negia shloim mesacha, that's a pasha of shlichus yad. L'fizeh in a chenami, Levi will be going like the shita Rabbi Yisben Neroi, and he holds that the pasha is teaching us that there's a din of shlichus yad even where there's no chesaron. And l'chay Rabbi Yechon would hold like Rav that shlichus yad is only in the case where there is a chesaron. And even though we already mentioned the psukim in Pash Mishpatim, let's see Rashi do the maskal b'shem mechinam nema v'nikra balabayis elohim, and b'shem mesacha k'siv shvuas Hashem tia ben shteim v'amina b'shayel pash rishayim nema b'shem mechinam and shniya b'shem mesacha. And it's muchach im sholach nischayev b'dvarim shu pata aleim, that if he actually was sholach b'yad, then he would be chayev even on things that generally a shem echinam or shem esacha would be pata, kagoyin shem echinam bein b'gneve bein b'ainzin, and a shem echinam would be chayev both by gneve and by ainzin, the mishalach b'yad kana v'kam b'shusai v'shem esacha pata v'meis ha'nishba y'nishba d'ahinu ainzin, and a shem esacha is generally pata by meis ha'nishba y'nishba, but over here he'd be chayev b'ainzin since he was sholach b'yad. The Gemara continues and explains, Rabbi Yisben already stated that it's Mishunah and that the Pasha of Shem Esacha is extra. And the Gemara asks, my Mishunah, why is it that you could prove that the din of Shlichus Yad by Shem Esacha is different than by Shem Echinam, because the Pasha of Shlichus Yad by Shem Esacha was unnecessary to teach us and therefore it's extra? And the Gemara explained, because the Loitim of Shlichus Yad by Shem Esacha, the taste of Shem Echinam, really the Torah did not have to say the entire Pasha of Shlichus Yad by Shem Esacha and would be able to learn from a Kav HaChem by Shem Echinam. Umas Shem Echinam Shepata B'gnei Vaveda Shalach B'yad Chayiv, the Madach by Shem Echinam, where the Torah was makel on the Shem Echinam and said that he's Patr B'gnei Vaveda, and even so, once the Shem Echinam is Shalach B'yad, that he's even Chayiv B'insin, so Shem Esacha Shechayiv B'gnei Vaveda like Koshkein, therefore certainly by Shem Esacha, who's always Chayiv B'gnei Vaveda and therefore is more Chomer than Shem Echinam, that certainly if he's Shalach B'yad, he'll be Chayiv B'insin, and L'maychachasa Kesvinu Rachmana, and therefore why the Torah say the Pasha of Shlichus Yad by Shem Esacha as well, Lo'imcha, it comes to teach you, Shlichus Yad in Shlichus Chesaron, then it must be that Shlichus Yad doesn't require Chesaron, as if the Torah would only say the Pasha of Shlichus Yad once, then we would say that the only time that a person is Chayav Shlichus Yad is only if there's going to be a loss to the animal or to the item. However, if the item is Be'en, one may think that you're not going to be Chayav Ba'insin, and there's no problem of Shlichus Yad. Kamash 1, the Chayav of Ba'insin by Shlichus Yad is even weird as on Chesaron, and of course, it's going like the Shita of Levi. And I in top Taisis al Amid, where Taisis is, Vim Taima Hatenach Shem Esacha, the Yaisikralachi, that at this point we see there's an extra pasuk b'nei Yisrael Shem Mesacha, and therefore we could say that b'nei Yisrael Shem Mesacha, the pasha of Shlichus Yad is also relevant, even where there's no chesaron. El b'shem echinam minole, how do you know that by Shem Echinam the same din will apply? Maybe we should say that by Shem Echinam the only time that the din of Shlichus Yad applies is only where there's a chesaron, and as Taisa says, that im Shem Mesacha, if you learn from Shem Mesacha, mal Shem Mesacha shekin chay b'gnei v'aveda, and therefore it's more chamor, v'yishleim akim Shlichus Yad chay b'tabayu, ein zel gidlo milso lemeil din shel zebzeh, the lemaisa, once we know that the definition of Shlichus Yad is even where there's no chesaron, then that definition applies to the case of Shem Echinam as well. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yechon, the Talmud Rabbi Yisben Neroi, was chaylik on his Rebbe, and as the Gemara stated, Vani Oimed, Rabbi Yechon stated back to Rabbi Yisben Neroi that in the Mishunah, that I won't be mechalik between the din of Shlichus Yad by Shem Echinam and by Shem Esacha, and the definition of Shlichus Yad is only when there is a chesaron, and I don't feel that there was an extra pasha of Shlichus Yad by Shem Esacha, as the Torah had to teach us the din of Shlichus Yad, both by Shem Echinam Yerushalayim and by Shem Yisachar, and we couldn't learn it from a Kav Chayma. And as the Gemara states, Kirabaleza, because I hold like Rabaleza, the Amma David da Achasi, and as Rashi says, Kemishma Shelzu, Kachma Shma Shelzu, Lefisha Shtein Hutzuchu, Ve'in Kam Mikri Yesa, and there is no extra Pasuk, and my David da Achasi, and what does it mean that both are the same, Meshum the Ikla Mifrach, as Lemaisa, there's a Pircha on the Kav Chayma that was brought by Rabbi Yisrael Ben Arai. The Pircha is that even though you're telling me that the din of Shem Echinim is more Kal than the din of Shem Yisachar, but Lemaisa, I could tell you that the din of Shem Echinim is more Chomer than the din of Shem Yisachar, as Mal Shem Echinim, Shekim Shalom Tashlum Kefal, but Tain Tain is kind of that we know that Shem Echinim that claims that the item was lost, and then we find that the Shem Echinim actually has the item, that the Shem Echinim would be chayav to pay Kefal, and of course that doesn't apply to a Shem Yisachar, as immediately when a Shem Yisachar claims that an item was stolen, the Shem Yisachar is chayav, and a Shem Yisachar will never be chayav to pay Kefal in the case of Tain Tain is Ganav. Therefore, not only did the Torah have to write the din of Shlichus Yad by Shem Echinim, but the Torah had to write the din of Shlichus Yad by Shem Yisachar, and therefore there is no extra pasha of Shlichus Yad in the Torah, and therefore the only time that Shlichus Yad applies is only when there's a chesaron. Therefore, Rav holds like the Shita of Rabbi Echron. The Gemara continues with Mandloi Parach, and according to Rabbi Yisrael ben Arai, that learns there is a kavuchayma from the din of Shem Echinim to the din of Shem Yisachar. Sava kanabli shvua different mekvelim bishvua. He holds that it's much more chomer that a Shem Yisachar is always chayy b'gneva aveda, and he always will have to pay the principal if the item is lost or stolen, and he can't taina that the item was stolen, and he can't make a shvua, and that is much more chomer than a Shem Echinim that will pay kefal only in a case where he's taina that was stolen, and then he swears l'sheker, and then they found out that he's lying, and then it'll be chayiv kefal. As in a normal case, if the item is actually stolen, then the Shem Echinim will be potter, and therefore Shem Echinim is considered more kal than the din of Shem Yisachar, and that's why we didn't really have to say the din of Shlichus Yad by Shem Yisachar, and we'll be able to learn it from Shem Echinim, and therefore the din of Shlichus Yad by Shem Yisachar is extra, and that comes to teach us that the din of Shlichus Yad applies even where there is no chesaron. And as we explained, that Levi holds like Rabbi Yisrael Dustai, and he holds that Shlichus Yad ain't a tzricha chesaron. And the Gemara continues that although we just stated that according to Levi, the only reason why he holds that if you're shleich b'yad, even though there's no chesaron, that you're going to be chayiv is because he holds like Rabbi Yisrael ben Dustai, and he holds that we have an extra pasuk by Shem Yisachar to teach us that a Shem is even chayiv by shlichus yad, even though there's no chesaron. However, Rava Amar Rava states that Levi could really hold that the chayiv of shlichus yad is even where there was no chesaron, and even though he may hold like Rabbi Yechron that the pasuk by the gei shlichus yad is not extra neither by Shem Echinim or by Shem Yisachar, and even so he'll be able to learn that the din shlichus yad applies even when there's no chesaron. And as the Gemara says that lei tamei shlichus yad lei b'Shem Echinim v'lei b'Shem Yisachar, that even if the Torah would not say the din of shlichus yad by Shem Echinim or by Shem Yisachar, but tasei mishael, we can learn this din from the din of shael umas shael the das bailim ka'avid the shalach b'yad chayiv. And even though b'negei shael where Reuven lent an item to Shimon, and Shimon therefore had the das bailim, and the owner allowed him to use the item, l'maisa we know that since Shimon has a right to use this item and it's kol hanashaloi, therefore even if an oinus would occur while he's using the item, and even if there was no chesaron, the din is that the borrower is chayiv for insin. So Shem Echinim and Shem Yisachar loy koshkein, then certainly by Shem Echinim and Shem Yisachar where they don't have any rights to use this item, and they go and use the item, and even if there is no chesaron, then they're going to be chayiv. Therefore Rava teaches us that according to Levi, even if he would hold like Rabbi Echron, and we couldn't learn the din of shlichus yad from the pasha of Shem Echinim to the pasha of Shem Yisachar, but l'maisa we'd be able to learn the din of shlichus yad from the din of shoyel. Therefore at this point the Gemara is still bothered that if Rava is saying that we didn't have to say the din of shlichus yad by Shem Echinim or by Shem Yisachar, but l'maisa the pasuk did mention the din of shlichus yad both by Shem Echinim and Shem Yisachar, and l'chayr those two pashas are extra, and therefore the Gemara explains l'manema. So why did the Torah tell us the pasuk of shlichus yad by Shem Echinim and by Shem Yisachar? Chadu loy melachah shlichus yad in the tzricha chesaron. One of them is teaching us that the din of shlichus yad applies even though there's no chesaron. Once a Shem is shleich b'yad, even if there's no chesaron, he's chayiv b'insin. V'idach, and the reason why the Torah teaches us the second pasuk of shlichus yad shloy taima, someone shouldn't say da'i lov min adin liyas kenidon, as the only way that we know the pasuk of shlichus yad is only from the din of shoyel, and we should learn mas shoyel b'baylan pato af Shem Echinim v'Shem Yisachar b'baylan pato, that just like by a shoyel we know that a shoyel is chayiv b'insin, but even a shoyel is pato when it's baylan imoy. And one may think that if Shem Echinim or Shem Yisachar is shleich b'yad, but the baylan is imoy, they would be pato, and kamashbon the extra pasuk of shlichus yad that Shem Echinim and Shem Yisachar are more chomer than the din of shoyel, and even if the baylan are imoy, they would still be chayiv b'insin. And the Gemara continues to remind the Amash shlichus shlichus yad tzricha chesaron, and according to Rav, that holds that shlichus yad does require to have a chesaron, and otherwise it would not be a problem shlichus yad, and you would not be chay ba'intin. So l'chayr, according to Rav, who says that we don't have to say the pasuk shlichus yad neither by shem chinam and shem esacha, as we would learn it from Shoyal, so l'chayr we have the extra limudim of shlichus yad by shem chinam and by shem esacha. And as the gemara is, hanithad shlichus yad lamli, why do we need a pasuk shlichus yad by shem chinam and by shem esacha? And the gemara responds, chadash leitayim edai lamin adin liyas kinidayin. The first is to teach us that even though we're learning the din of shlichus yad by shem chinam and by shem esacha from Shoyal, you might think that dai lamin adin liyas kinidayin, and therefore just like benegei Shoyal, if bailim ima you'd be pata, and therefore the same din will apply where shem chinam or shem esacha with shleich b'yad, but they would be bailim, then they would be pata. Kamash one that the chayiv ba'intzin even if bailim imai. And the gemara continues v'idach, and the second pasha of shlichus yad that the Torah teaches us is the chetanias coming to teach us the following din of the brayso, as the pasuk says v'dikve baal bayis el him, and this pasuk is stated by a shem chinam where the item was stolen, and we say that the baal bayis should come towards bezdin, and we learn out the shvua that is telling us that a shem chinam has to make a shvua that he was not shleich b'yad and he was not pesheya and the item was stolen. And then the pasuk tells us that if the shem chinam was toyin there was nigdavah and he made a shvua, then the din is that if you find out that the shem chinam really stole this item, then he'd be chayiv kefil. And the gemara therefore is ata im l'shvua ein l'din. Do we say that the only time that the shem chinam will be chayiv kefil is only if he also swore the sheker? Or maybe do we say that once he comes to bezel and he makes a taina that the item was stolen, even if he didn't make a shvua shav and we find out that he was lying, he would also be chayiv to pay kefil? And we learn out nem shlichus yad l'mata v'nem shlichus yad l'mayla. The Torah teaches us to din shlichus yad b'negei Hashem esacha, as the pasuk says shvua Hashem tia ben shteim im leishalch yad. And it also says the din of shlichus yad by Hashem chinam, as the pasuk states, and since certainly b'negei Hashem esacha, the only reason why you come to bezin is to make a shvua, as Hashem esacha is chay b'gnei v'aveda. Therefore, it must be when the Torah tells us that the Hashem chinam will come to bezin, it's not coming for a din and it's coming for a shvua. And the only time that Hashem chinam will be chay to pay kefil is only if he claimed that the item was stolen and he also swore, and then we find out that he swore falsely, and at that point he'd be chayiv kefil. As Rashi adds in v'gam lemadu, when we also learn shenifta migdei v'aveda b'shvua, that a shem chinam is pata when he claims that it was stolen or was lost, as long as he makes a shvua. But if he doesn't make a shvua, he would not be pata, and we will stop over here.